Reflex zero.
We need a bigger fucking table.
Well, we need bigger fucking biceps, Calvin.
That too.
I need them too, man.
Title. What's my title?
Oh, I can look. Well, that depends on your alignment.
Grand Wizard?
No.
I believe that was Cleric of Chaos.
Arch
right?
Wizard.
Ooh, I can invoke a patron.
Yeah. So
we got a lot of patrons. Hey guys, crew of Blind Wave. I'm Eric.
I'm Shane.
I'm Calvin.
I'm Aaron.
Rick.
You remember Rick. We are back with
Rick! Oh. Shit!
We are back with our, this is actually going to be the start of our campaign now, right? We kind of had like a little, training sequence. Yeah, preamble. So, now that we got our main characters, and do we have other characters, No, we just have just these guys right here. So, we're going to be going on into our main adventure, which I think is a treasure hunt.
We don't know.
So anyway,
spoilers!
I'm going to take it over to Rick, see what we're doing here.
You guys have done an amazing feat in that you have made first level. Okay?
Yay!
In this world, adventures are rare, because it's a very deadly sort of job, right?
And the stories of people who have not become adventurers.
Exactly. So each of you at level one are like one in a thousand, basically, if you can think of it in terms of population.
I think about myself all the time.
Of every thousand people you meet, like, you will be, you know, the best at what you do, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So unless you go into a city or something, you're not likely to find an equal or a better.
Okay.
If that kind of makes sense. Okay. Right? So you guys have done this amazing thing in that you came from this small village where you probably had dreams of something bigger, but no one in your village has ever moved from your village or whatever kind of thing. And, you know, you were destined for a life of toil and poverty. But
no.
Instead, when challenge came, you bravely faced it and overcame it against all odds, right? And
yeah.
Now your life and your destiny is your own. You spent the last year honing or, gaining for the first time your skills. If you're a swordsman, perhaps you found a master. If you're a wizard, perhaps you became an apprentice or found a library. However it is that you chose to use this time is up to you.
I found a library.
We got lost. We just died.
There were signs everywhere.
Where's the exit?
And if, like, so that year is your own, right? And you know what happened during it. I don't know. The rest of us don't know.
Hmm.
So if you had, like, an experience or something, let's say you slept with a princess, right? Later on, you can bring that up secretly to me or to the group and say, hey, I slept with the princess here, and that might sort of turn into the story.
Yeah.
Right?
So we improv as we interact with new things.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so you hit level one, and you all are classes. Eric is the cleric,
mm-hmm.
So we'll start with him, because that starts with a C, and these go in alphabetical order.
Okay.
And if you take C and L off, it spells...
Eric.
Eric.
Yeah. Mind blown. Eric, you have hit points right now.
Wizard.
Correct?
I have hit points.
What are they?
My HP?
Yep.
3 was on this original card.
Roll a D8. So that's what you get in addition for being a cleric. Roll high. My wayward son. It's sort of the diamondy looking.
I have a feeling I'm going to die.
Why?
So quick. I'm going to have no HP, I'm going to have no armor class.
Oh,
and I'm
you have the highest armor class of all of us.
A 2. So,
damn it.
Sorry, not
so add
class
2, and that is your current hit points.
So I have 5
2.
Hit points.
So at every level, you'll gain a D8. Do you have a stamina bonus? You don't. So you don't get any extras. You've chosen your god.
I have, the Demon Lord Frog.
Yep, the Demon Lord Frog.
Yep.
So your alignment is also going to be chaotic. We'll talk about what that stands for in a second.
Oh, dear.
You get your powers from your god, and occasionally he will ask you to do things in his name. But you can also do things yourself, like maybe, you know, make an altar somewhere, or convert people, and all these things will get you experience.
I'm not worshiping no frog, Eric.
Okay.
I'm not asking you
I'm
to.
Not.
I haven't asked you to.
Yet.
I'll ask you to place your faith in me.
Clerics of chaotic alignments tend to belong to secret cults and strange sects. They travel the world to recruit new cultists and undermine their enemies.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a recruiter.
No.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
so your spell check, somewhere on there, there should be a place to put your spell check. I believe it's in the lower left side
yes.
of things.
Yep.
Okay. It's your spell check is a D20 plus your personality modifier, should you have one. which is zero. Plus one because you're a level one cleric. So anytime you try and cast a spell, you roll a d20, you add one.
Okay.
And that's what you get. If you fail invoking your god and casting these spells, if you roll a natural one, you get what's called his disapproval.
Yeah.
And he will be disappointed at you and may curse you in some way.
Yeah.
So, for example, you might have to pray continuously at him for 12 hours before he will grant you powers again.
Gotcha.
Or something like that.
He's going to call you a bitch.
You haven't seen my year, so.
Every time you fail, that number goes up.
Yeah.
So the first time you fail, it's if you roll one, the second time a two, and so on and so forth, until you rest,
okay.
Basically. Let's see. You have the ability to turn unholy. That's not necessarily undead. That's the enemies of your god. Okay? Which in your case are angels and paladins and lawful dragons and other law-aligned humanoids.
Dragons, Eric.
He can turn into that?
No. He turns them away.
Turn unholy.
Yeah.
Because they're his enemies.
Okay, I guess that's going to be good against dragons. I hope we don't have to fight angels.
No.
You also have lay on hands, which will allow you to heal people.
No.
Okay?
No.
And that's in the lower left there. The role you need to do in order
broken
to
broken limb, disease, poison, blindness, death. I can heal deafness?
If you roll high enough, yes.
22 plus.
It's tough. Okay.
Two.
Okay, your crit table, which is over there on the right.
Yes.
Under your portrait. Okay, that's a D8 slash the Roman numeral 3 for crit. For crit die is a D8. The crit table is 3. And that's also in your notebook. There is your crit table.
Oh, okay.
You get a plus 1 to fortitude and a plus 1 to will.
I hope I get some more.
In the very center of the sheet.
Fortitude's plus 1 and plus 1?
Okay. Plus 1 for fort, plus 1 for will.
Because those are at 0, so that's good.
And you know 4 spells at level 1.
And I have to pick those.
You have to pick those every day. And you are a zealot. It's sort of your title, right? Okay. That's it for you. Let's do a thief next.
Going!
Thiefy thief.
Beowulf.
Extra d6 on your hit points.
Yay!
That's what you get for not rolling it in here.
Yeah, look, if you'd have done it in here, you'd have gotten a 1.
Bam! Alright, so extra 1 to your hit points.
Yay!
Got that? Your weapon training is blackjack, blowgun, crossbow, dagger, dart, garrote, longsword, short sword, sling, and staff.
You say Jack Black?
Blackjack.
Oh. Like your weapon is Jack Black? Like Jack Black?
Annoy people to death?
You can choose your alignment. You know thieves can't, which is a secret language only thieves know. You can write, like, symbols that other thieves will see. You have a whole list of skills down here.
Yeah.
That depends on your alignment. Okay, and luck for you is particularly important.
Good.
For each point of luck that you spend, you roll a D3 instead of getting... So
a what?
A D3. So the rest of you, if you spend a point of luck, that gives you an extra 1 on the roll you did, right? We learned that last time. But when he does it, he spends 1 and gets a D3.
I get plus. To roll a die to see how much I add to my...
Yeah. So, like...
So you could add 1, 2, or 3.
So, yeah, exactly. Cool. Yep.
But when you said D3, I'm like, how does that work? I was pushing a dice with, like, 3 sides. I'm like, how?
The other good thing is that he restores a number of luck points every night equal to his level. Okay, so you're meant to really be burning through luck to save yourself and the party. Okay, your crit die is a D10. Your table is a 2. Your luck die is a D3. And you get a plus one to reflex and fort. What alignment do you want to be? I'll talk about the alignments, just so the new guys can kind of understand what it means. In this, there is only law, neutral, and chaos. There's no concept of good or evil.
Oh. I got a plus 1 to...
Reflex.
Okay.
And fortitude.
So there's no lawful good, lawful evil, none of that kind
right.
of stuff.
Right, it's just lawful, chaotic, and neutral. Lawful tends to put humanity and civilization over themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to work towards the good of civilization, right? They're the city builders and the judges.
And the law keepers.
Like that. And the law keepers. Neutrals are in it for themselves, basically, over anything else. Although that doesn't mean that you won't cooperate with other people if you think that cooperating with other people will be able to further your own goals better than working alone.
Okay.
Chaotic is the opposite of lawful in that you are, you work towards the elements of chaos, basically, and that you think that, you know, people should live in tribes and, like, be one with nature and things like that, more than, like, trying to conquer nature and bring humanity over everything else. You sort of think that there's a balance. There should be a balance in those sort of things and tend to work against that. So, for example, so
against,
like,
the establishment.
Yeah, so, like, Robin Hood was a chaotic character.
Okay.
Right?
How many spells do I get?
Four.
Four.
Four spells. He wasn't evil, right, but he was chaotic, and that he didn't follow the establishment.
He didn't follow what was, like, the law and all that kind of stuff either.
Right, which is, like, Jedi are lawful, right? They have a code that they stick to for the betterment of the galaxy, kind of.
Yeah.
So, Calvin, what kind of character, what alignment would you like?
Probably neutral.
Okay. Neutral, and then in that book, there's a list of skills that will tell you the modifier at level one for you being a neutral.
Sounds good for a thief.
Okay.
About himself, right?
Yeah. Let's do you next.
Warriors! Come out to play!
Alright, now you want to roll particularly well on your hit points because it's a D12, which is this one.
Shit.
Okay.
That's
not bad.
Eight's pretty good.
So add 8 to your HP.
Which was already what?
A 15?
No.
HP was
5.
5.
Yeah. Okay, so 13? It's not bad. Not bad, not bad.
Is that, what is that at, current?
Current HP, yep. You're trained with basically every weapon and armor.
And you can put it here on your max HP, because sometimes you'll drop, get hit, but you'll know what your max is.
Right.
Okay.
So for, you know, like I said about the alignments, you know, royal warriors are employed by nobility, might be knights, a lawless warrior could be like a mercenary, things like that, depending on what you want your alignment to be.
Chaos.
Chaotic? Okay. Yeah. So write chaotic for the alignment.
I really expected Shane to be neutral.
What?
I really expected Shane to be neutral.
Why, too?
Actually, it'd be better to be chaotic because I can give myself some cool stuff because we're in the same alignment.
That's true.
What?
So, instead of, like, everyone else gets a +0 or +1 attack as they level up, instead, every time you attack, you roll the d20 and the d3.
This one?
Yep. So you'll have between a +1 and a +3 on every attack. If that makes sense.
Yeah,
it will.
It's gonna help you because, like, if you got to roll a 15 to hit and you only roll a 14, you'll get a 1 to 3 that you can add on.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Every roll, every d20.
The more important thing though is a warriors have what are called mighty deeds of arms.
Okay.
Okay. There's a list of them in your 3-ring binder that can give you examples, but you can really come up with whatever you want.
Okay.
So, for example, like, in our last session, we were like, oh, I'm going to push this guy over the wall, right?
Yeah.
That's a mighty deed of arm.
Okay.
If you roll a 3 on this, you do it.
Okay.
Okay? And this will go up every level. So it starts as a D3. Next level, this will be a D5.
Okay.
Then a D6. You still do your mighty deed on a 3, but you have more of a
better chance
to do
of doing it, yeah.
Right?
It's like you're getting stronger as you keep...
Exactly. So at this level, like at level 1, your deeds will be different than they will be at, like, level 10.
Yeah.
Right? So like, now, okay, you can push, like, a humanoid over a wall. But level 10, like, maybe you can push a dragon over a wall or something, right? You're, like, this Herculean sort
okay.
of character.
Precision shots. So, like, basically, you're saying that these deeds of arms, during battles, when it's my turn, I'll just say I want to do one of these?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Instead of a regular attack.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep. And if you roll the 3, you do it.
So instead of rolling a d20 at that point, you just roll a 3.
No.
Right?
No, he still rolls this, right? And he can still hit. So let's say he rolled a 15 and a 2.
Okay,
that's a 17 versus armor class.
Yep.
That hits. But because he didn't roll a 3, he doesn't get the mighty deed of arms. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
What are these? Just go on, actually.
Okay. So you get your crit die on your character sheet.
Yeah.
Is a d12. On table 3, you guys have crit tables and fumble tables in your books
mm-hmm.
for your specific characters. There's a threat range. Do you see that?
No.
Okay, just put it to the side. Your threat range is 19 through 20. So where these fools crit on a 20, you crit on a 19 and a 20.
19, which is very good.
Yeah.
And a critical hit is something amazing, right?
Yeah.
Your reflex is +1.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. And your fortitude is +1 as well.
I had 2 for...
Oh, there's crit range. Right
My there. Reflex here said 2.
Now it's 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your crit range is on the right middle of the box on the combat.
Oh, okay.
So just put 19-20. Like, mine's going to be 20. All of ours are going to be 20.
So you said it was a threat. Oh, okay.
Right? Was crit range?
It's the same thing.
What's our crit range?
So
yours is 20.
So what's my fortitude?
A +1.
Okay, so.
Okay.
And
And that's it. Wizard. D4 hit points.
Oh, man. I knew I was going to die.
You're going to be fine.
Shit, I already dropped my diet.
That's what this is for.
You lost it.
I was just trying to pick it up.
I'm going to roll it for you.
Question.
Yes, sir.
What are these blinding attacks here?
So, for example, you can say, okay, I'm going to attack, and as part of that attack, I'm going to try and blind him.
Well, more than twice.
If you roll the 3, you hit, and you also get this effect.
What? Did you roll your... You got a +1 to 2.
Okay. And you have all these, right?
Same thing with disarming.
Yeah, same thing.
You should use the luck.
So you're saying I should probably know these.
You can't.
You could know them, but you can also just make it up as we go along, and I'll tell you what happened. It's just that you have much more control over what happens with your strikes than these guys do.
Okay.
Eric, how much health do you have?
What's a rallying?
5.
Like a rally people?
He hasn't rolled yet, though.
These guys?
Yeah. Basically, you hit the dude, 3, and he's so impressive that you inspire them to 5. Fight better.
Okay.
Oh. I have more health than you two.
Like inspiring.
Yes.
Yeah.
You start complaining. Complainer.
I still have no armor class and still have
I still don't have any armor either.
Alright.
You have luck.
You ready?
Yeah.
You got your 8 points?
8.
Do that.
That's not bad.
Right?
That's not how the luck works.
Alignment.
Lawful.
Okay. Write it down. Okay. You know 2 additional languages for every int modifier.
I don't have any int modifiers. Can I have my intelligence somehow? I want to have my intelligence.
No. Crit die, d6. Crit table, 1. Known spells, 4.
On first level?
First level, 4 first level spells. +1 to reflex.
Okay, that's good.
+1 to will.
Okay, that's good too.
Your title, if you want to know, is an invoker, a lawful level 1. Okay, we'll roll your,
I'm an invoker J.
We'll roll your spells.
Oh, man.
Should be your title.
So spells are rolled randomly unless you came across something in the last adventure.
This is a 16.
Okay.
Roll the d30.
Oh my gosh, Eric.
What the hell is this?
It's a d30.
It's a D30 game.
Will it fit in there?
Yeah.
You're writing on the dice?
Will it actually?
No, I don't know. We'll try.
Right here.
No!
It's like a golf ball. All right.
The hell is that?
22.
It's a D30. We just said that 6 times.
That was very generic.
All right. You gain the spell Runic Alphabet.
Fuck, Rick. You staged this shit.
This is 12?
I don't want no alphabet shit.
That's a D12, yes. Just look for the highest number.
Runic Alphabet.
Just look at the...
Congratulations.
Damn it.
It's a D10. Oh, wait. I might have not have pointed out all these spells.
This is a D percentile. You roll both of these together
to
get a D100, basically.
You're lucky.
So this is a D10.
All right.
You're like, there's no reason he'd want that spell.
D percentile.
Roll a D20 instead. I only pair it out to 18 for some reason.
All right. Good. Is Magic Missile at 18?
Yeah, it is.
Good.
Changes.
There's 14.
No, I'm fine.
Force manipulation.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
It's pretty good.
It's not better than
force works.
Runic alphabet.
Shush.
Hey, you can
force manipulation.
Yeah, runes of exploding.
Roll again.
Exploding runes.
I was tired of every time they're like, good D16. I'm like, well, I don't know which one that is. Now I do.
13.
Know.
Flaming hands.
One that doesn't match.
Okay. Please give me a measure. So please give me. Can you tell me which number is magic missile?
16.
It's not on this list.
12.
Find familiar.
Cool.
Hey.
Find it, not get.
Shut up.
I'll say that you could have found it during the year too. So we'll roll up your familiar.
Can you come up with something like this, Adam?
Huh? Like that's what I did when I was journeying.
And this is the last one.
It's a really give me that back. I need a design. Maggie didn't pioneer it.
My wife made this dice tower.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes.
Wife made. It's
made out of oak.
It
wood.
Is oak.
It's wood. Five.
Choking
five,
cloud.
What if it sounded like that? She came with
a
whole
idea. That.
What idea?
You have the design.
Never apologize.
She might have.
One of my spells is really fucking awesome.
You get to choose yours.
Can't wait to use it.
Okay, so you got your spells?
Yeah, the thing about his, though...
It's called Tadpole Transformation.
It's pretty awesome.
He gets to choose them, but he only gets a limited amount of uses of them.
Yeah.
You get yours,
yeah.
Whatever ones they are, and you get, like, unlimited uses.
So there aren't any dailies or anything like this.
Okay.
But, yeah, but if you roll low enough, you lose it for the day.
Well, shit.
If I roll over 32 on this one, then I turn into my god.
Roll over a 32?
Yeah.
How do you roll over a 32?
I don't know. It says 32 plus.
You basically you would
it's
roll a
possible.
20 and then you would have a bonus like
of 12.
Well,
12.
But
yeah.
As you level up, your dice are going to get better too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So eventually,
like
oh,
halfway,
and that's
halfway
right. Mercurial magic.
Mercurial.
Okay.
Magic?
Every spell in this universe is completely different from one another. Okay. So there is no like just magic missile. Okay. There's. Your magic missile is different than everyone else's.
Good.
So for each of these, you need to roll a
D100. What?
Ah, yes.
I don't have a D100.
Yes, you do.
And your spell is going to get an effect that only it has.
So I have it
broken?
Right now?
Yep, for all four of them.
Some of them are really good.
Let me find the table.
All
Some
right.
of them are really bad.
Well,
we were watching Legends and something happened where all the bad guys, like, shut down. And I was like,
hey, so broke it!
I forgot about it.
That's funny.
Count me up, huh?
I know exactly what it is.
So while you guys are waiting, think about like the tales that you can tell about the last adventure and what you've done during the year, because you guys are going to meet back up in your old village and like be greeted as heroes and like give tales and things like that.
It's a 15-foot range. It's like three squares.
What animals did we kill to get their tails?
What would it be like? Yeah.
So the money that we've earned.
Oh, money.
Does a demon frog lord have
money.
A...
I was going to say, like, the money that we got
yeah,
during the trip.
Yeah,
Could we have invested that during this time? Or,
yeah, sure.
We all should
bought
have
bought some hotels.
Bibliz.
We should have all gotten an even amount of
Brad
yeah.
Pitt, I think, bought hotels.
Because you have way fucking more than me.
Roll 5d12, Shane. Eric, roll 4d20. And add them together. If you guys want, you can collate so you have actually 4d12.
What am I rolling?
We're splitting up the money?
No.
4d12.
5d12 for him. 3d10 for you.
Yeah.
3d10?
3d10.
Roll these in there.
You get this much gold.
I'm working on getting 3d10.
That you got during the year.
Okay.
3d10.
So 15, 17, 17, 25.
So you have 25 gold pieces that you got during the year. Now, the other thing is, too, like, you could have gotten more than that at some point, but spent a lot on wine, women, whatever.
Sounds like... Yeah.
So we can just tell that in tale.
Yeah,
I need,
absolutely.
What'd you say, four?
You need, you're a cleric, right? Four
yeah.
D20, the big ones.
So I got 10.
Here's a D20, here's a D20.
18.
Here's a D20. You got one.
22, I have 22 gold pieces.
22 gold pieces.
How much does Shane have? 25. Damn. 11, 15,
29.
29.
Okay. I need purple.
I roll really well if I don't have any D10s.
Calvin, you're the thief, right?
Correct.
3
What'd you say, 29?
Point 29.
Where'd I write that at?
Under treasure.
29 gold?
Gold pieces.
Where'd my green pencil go?
22.
Yeah. So, Shane, if you don't want that armor, do you want the cleric to have it?
Why would I want him to have it? Oh, he's my teammate.
The
how much money
you
got? If you don't want it, I'll just take it back.
and wait, sell it.
The plate mail, you can.
Oh, if you're not, using the plate mail, I'd love it, because I only got 5 HP.
Take it, nigga, shit.
All right, okay. So plus 8 to AC.
It's going to make us better?
To AC. Yeah, so AC should be 10 plus 2, which is 12, plus 8.
We lose,
so
20.
Where's AC?
Armor class.
Okay, 10?
20.
20.
Which is incredible.
Sweet.
How much did we get from the adventure?
And you could buy a shield at some point to make it even better.
Okay.
I didn't count it all up. Where are notes from the first run?
So
we can divide up the gold.
Should be in the front.
Well, so...
I don't think he's giving us that gold.
That's I mean, it was like copper pieces. So...
No, there was like... There was like...
There was a gold. 30
gold.
There was a gold thing at the end, wasn't there? Let's look.
And by himself, Shane had 12 gold wrote down.
Two rings, 15 gold pieces each.
Okay.
53 silver pieces. 3 gold pieces.
That's what we all have, or?
No.
I assume you guys are going to split this or something.
Yeah.
8 more gold pieces. An elven short sword.
Oh, yeah.
A map on a cloak.
Can I have the elven short sword?
You guys had...
Oh, so I need to add in the money that I had last time.
Well, yeah, well, hold on. Just wait. Yeah. I'm trying to get it all written down so we can figure out how to disperse everything.
So it's been a year?
Yes, a year.
It's not time to do anything I want to do. I'm like writing it out on here.
How much? Like, well, it could be more than a year if you guys want. I don't care.
3 years.
A year's fine.
I
only need 1 year.
Three!
I've been sitting here waiting.
3 years.
Cal's eating somewhere. I'm just waiting.
Not eating somewhere. I ate here. In front of you. Change the past.
That's all I have written down.
Alright. Well, still, that's an extra 15.
Because he used all the glowing skulls to kill the big dude.
No. There were 2 glowing skulls left on the boat. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have 2 glowing skulls if you want.
I don't know if those do, but...
There's some stinky cheese.
Oh, yeah.
From the cheese maker.
There was a flask full of seeds.
Flask full of seeds.
There was,
You have a flask full of black stuff from that black pool.
Mm-hmm.
The ichor.
Salve herbs. Can I think of am I allowed story-wise to say, well, during this year I did this as an investment and it's going to be returning money to me? Or do I...
Sure.
So I'm allowed to, and I'm allowed to just get money every once in a while.
I'll tell you how much.
Okay.
You tell me what the investment is and I'll tell you how much you get.
And it wouldn't disappear. You'd have to have someone bring it to you or you pick it up somewhere.
So remember, this is sort of like an early Middle Ages. Like, there aren't... worldwide travel. There's not very many maps.
Okay.
So,
it would be,
there are banks, but there aren't very many of them.
All right, and we have,
and they're only really used by kings.
We have, 23 and a half gold pieces to share amongst the four of us.
Okay. Cool.
And, you guys could put that in a pot, too, because you're going to have expenses like inn fees and food and stuff like that, too.
So, I say we take, 15 apiece and then we'll leave the rest in the pot.
Did we, So all the gold that we took at the end from the ziggurat, we put all onto, a pot? Is that what you mean? Because I got 19 pieces whenever we were leaving.
Yeah, so that's just yours.
Okay. Yeah, that was... You grabbed that. That's yours.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
But...
Because I saw... I got 34 silver and then 19 left over
doing
last time.
I got the plate mail.
Yeah, in which case he sold it to Eric, so you got to give him gold
now,
pieces for that. Yeah.
If you don't have it already, you do have thieves' tools.
Okay.
I didn't write I have these tools. I have 3 sets of fine suits.
So you can sell those, once we get going.
Okay.
How do you have
thieves'
tools?
I had that
big axe.
Because that was what I had originally.
I had no use to it. It was a two-handed axe. He has a
flail. I have thieves' tools. I stole them from one of my dead bodies. Remember
where
I took
them? Yeah,
you can. Oh, that's the other guy.
It'd be
I have a water skin.
15 gold pieces.
Since you don't need them, can I have
them? That's cool.
15.
The thieves' tools?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
I have 2 sets. That way, if I happen to...
I only had 1 set, so...
Now, the armor you're wearing, Eric, is a lifetime achievement.
Yeah.
For most people.
Yeah.
What's it called?
That's the armor people strive for.
Steel plate?
It's this is black iron plate.
Black iron.
Yep.
Does that have any, with it being black iron, is there any special properties to that?
Yeah, there is. You get a save whenever you're critted against. So a fortitude 20 save whenever someone crits you.
Okay.
Okay, to avoid the crit.
Okay, so what I have from the pod that Rick was giving us is that everyone gets we each get 9.5.
Okay.
9.5 gold, everyone. in addition to what you have.
Yeah. Okay. 9.5?
Because of selling some stuff from the last adventure.
9.5, or... Does a 0.5 just turn into silver?
Yeah, it's point? 9 gold, 5 silver.
Yeah, 9 gold, 5 silver. Yep. Okay, you want to be familiar?
Yes, and my other rolls, too, that we haven't done.
I didn't convert my copper to silver. I just kept it like that.
Remember?
Is that fine?
How much silver is 0.5 gold?
Hmm?
5.
It's a 10 to 10.
Yeah. It's like a dime.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let's do like your
penny,
familiar?
Dime, dollar.
Okay. Nickel and dime. Penny, dime. Shit, what is it?
Penny, dime, dollar.
No, not,
All right, we're going to do Aaron's familiar.
In for a dime, in for a dollar.
Roll a...
Oh, you're talking about... Yeah.
One batch, two batch.
Nickel, penny, and dime.
Roll a d10.
This. 6.
Yeah.
I was double checking.
There was a line.
A 6? Okay. So you had to sacrifice the blood of an undead.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Okay, so at some point you did that. Roll a d20, as if you're casting the spell.
Which is a 13.
You're lawful, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a guardian type familiar.
Okay.
Okay, so the familiar, I don't know where you're going to write down its hit points and stuff. Where do you like? It has a d4 plus 2 hit points.
D4 plus 2 hit points?
Yep.
3.
So 5 hit points.
Okay.
14 AC. It uses your saving throws.
Okay.
It's unusually intelligent for its species, which we'll get to. You and your familiar can communicate telepathically. It is limited to the familiar's senses and intelligence. For example, a toad's 6-inch height limits its ability to see things on tabletops, and it cannot read.
Shit, neither can I.
The familiar is absolutely loyal to you.
Yay!
It gains bonus hit points equal... Or you gain bonus hit points equal to the familiar's.
Oh, I get 5 extra points?
5 extra points.
Yay.
But if it dies, you lose those.
Oh. So does that just go with my, like, max HP then?
Yep.
Wait, what?
What?
He has higher hit points than the warrior?
He's gonna be casting spells. It's gonna be terrible. If it has a natural ability, you gain a plus 4. Okay.
If it has an ability...
So, you're a guardian familiar.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means an additional d4 plus 2 hit points.
To me?
Yeah. You and the familiar.
Oh, an additional d4?
Plus 2. Because it's a guardian familiar.
3.
So, 5.
So, 10 HP for the familiar?
And 5 and more for you. Nice. He has an attack. Let me know when you're ready.
Can I be your familiar?
No! My familiar has more HP than you.
It has more than 3 times the HP that I have.
The familiar has a plus 4 attack.
Okay, plus 4 attack.
Wait, that does D6 damage.
Does D6?
Crit die of D12. Crit table of 3.
What do you want to do about it?
Because it's a guardian, its AC is 16.
I think
yeah, now roll a D14.
Alright, bye.
To see what kind of animal it is, unless you want to choose.
Can I choose? Or no?
It'd be better if you rolled.
Alright.
But, you know.
It's a 5.
It's a miniature armored knight. With a visor that is never lifted.
Okay.
Do you want to pick a different one?
I don't know. I don't know what the options are.
I mean...
Is that bad? Are there better familiars?
You could say, like, an animal.
Is there anything that flies?
You could say an eagle.
Does it have, like, what... Like, are there perks it has or anything?
So the miniature knight gives you and it a plus 1 to AC.
That's interesting. How miniature is
this? And it's a knight, right? So it has human intelligence.
Oh, I guess that's so it can read probably and that kind of stuff. That's good, I guess.
And it can...
How miniature is miniature? Like a midget? Like a doll?
Well, the biggest like one of these midget is a...
Like a dwarf? Halfling?
Little person.
It is like an eagle. So it would be shorter than an eagle, probably.
Okay.
So I mean, less than like 2 feet.
If you wanted
maybe
to.
Maybe knee high, something like that.
It could be, or it could be something you fit in your pocket.
Oh, wow.
Could be like a brownie. Yeah.
A what?
A brownie.
Just make them.
No. Have you seen Willow?
No!
Have you seen,
Like Indian in the Cupboard?
Yeah. Or, crap.
I just can't imagine this thing fighting anything.
It's not gonna. Well, yeah, it could.
Telepath, loyal, +4 attack, crit dies. Should I stick with it? What do you think?
I mean, you could pick a dog, you know.
Okay, let me do this. Let me roll and compare those two, and I'll choose one of those two. Does that work?
Yeah.
That's it. Why? Well, he was saying about picking something that flies, whatever. I just want to narrow it down to 2. 11.
Giant wasp.
What's its...
Beedrill.
Name it Beedrill.
Its melee attacks deal poison, which means the recipient has to roll a fort save of 12 or higher or lose 1 strength point.
That could be cool. And it can fly. And it can tell me like what it sees and stuff then, right?
Yep.
And it's got compound eyes. You can see in every direction.
And it can see in different spectrums too, right?
That's true.
That might be cool. That might be like getting a +1 on AC is neat and he can read, but it might be neat to have something that can fly up above and kind of tell me a little bit more and sting and poison people.
Yeah.
And I can name him Beedrill.
It's a giant wasp.
Does that sound good? Beedrill?
What? Come up with a good name for
that'd
the night
guy. Be good for scouting
guy,
and stuff.
Then
he controls it and they speak to each other telepathically.
Yeah.
You can just like send him up high and have him look or shit.
Yeah. Like he can kind of scout for me and I can be like, okay, what do you see? Okay.
All right, giant wasp.
I like it.
Yeah.
Alright, and we're gonna name him Beedrill.
He's a giant wasp. Yeah. It's gonna pack a punch.
Yeah, and he can poison people.
True.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm good with a wasp.
Alright, and you need Mercurial Magic.
Yes!
You might not be happy.
Beedrill.
Cash over there somewhere.
I mean, I
haven't. There's a bag.
What? Is it Mercurial Magic for the Finding Familiar, or is that plus 9?
No, it's for that too.
What?
So, we'll see what happens.
Can he shoot his poison?
Maybe.
Is that one of them?
It could be. There's 100 of them.
That would. Fuck!
Roll a d100. We'll start with Find Familiar.
Damn it. Okay, there's this one and this one.
Yep. Don't listen to Calvin.
Hey, I can tell you which dice are which. Shush. I'm not going to say what the result is.
Shush.
Because we got into a 6-hour argument last time.
Alright, that looks like a. It was a 10 and a 5. Is that 15?
15. Okay. Well, this one we already knew. Material magic. The spell requires the caster to possess an uncommon substance to use the spell. So, and we knew what that was.
That was the blood.
The blood of undead. So, anytime you want to cast this, you have to use the blood of undead.
Oh, so I could recast it again and get a new familiar?
You have to recast, if he dies.
If he dies?
Yeah.
Okay, so if he dies, I can bring him back, but I gotta get undead. So I just need, like, that flask I have, I just need to fill with undead blood.
So, make a note. And then we'll do that for the other 3 spells.
That's the only thing. That's the only ingredient
I
needed.
That's it.
Well, that wasn't so bad.
Not so bad.
Wish he could have shot his magical poison shit.
Let's do flaming hands next.
These would be good. These would be good. Real good.
That's a 6d4.
Ooh.
Oh.
Wheelful, woeful magic. Each time the spell is cast, there is a random 10% to 60% chance.
What?
And also, all these are in the book, too. So, if, you know.
Okay.
That the wizard's luck score is altered by magic. If it is affected, it is either raised D3 points, 50% chance, or lowered D3 points, 50% chance. Every time you cast it. That's number 64, if you just want to write it down. Because you have them all in here.
Okay.
Don't be so whiny.
Next one?
It's not a terrible thing.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
So my luck could go up and my luck could go down by casting it.
Force manipulation.
When does my luck reset? Does it reset?
Maybe once an adventure. Or if you do something to your alignment to, like, that endangers your character.
83? I don't know if higher or lower is better in this.
It's just random.
Yeah, they're completely random.
Blue star. A blue 7-pointed star flares brightly on the wizard's forehead each time the spell is cast. The star casts a circle of glaring light 25 feet in diameter per spell level cast.
25 feet in diameter?
Yep. So blue star on your head, and it makes
12 and a half
light.
Feet radius.
So that could be good or bad.
You could out yourself in a dark room.
Like, force manipulation, go!
All right, next one. Last one.
Choking Cloud.
Choking Cloud.
Does this one so well. Doesn't Eric.
Mm. Oh, how'd that happen? Do I go with that 7?
Sure.
Yeah, it was 7.
37?
We generally re-roll them if they go outside the box.
Well, if it's bad, make it a 36.
Which one do you want?
Choose now.
37. That's what you did.
36 is an even number. It's divisible by 12.
37, because Calvin's at 36.
Aura of Decay.
36. Wait. Aura of Decay might be good.
The spell drains the physical form of all material of a certain type within 20 feet of the caster, causing it to age quickly. Roll a d6.
Shit, he's going to tell me what kind of type.
It's going to be human flesh. You're going to kill us all.
1.
Metal tarnishes and spots of rust appear on it. So within 20 feet of whenever you cast this, metal begins to tarnish.
That's good.
Spots of rust appear on it.
That's good.
No,
that's good. I'm not going to put Choking Cloud on us. I'm going to cast it over there on those guys, and their armor's going to start rusting and decaying and might give us some weak points to stab into.
Oh, 36 was Demonic Voice.
What's that one do?
The words of the spell are in a demonic tongue unknown to mortars. A demon is compelled / allowed to speak through the wizard's own throat. The strain of channeling the unnatural voice leaves the wizard unable to speak for 1d4 rounds after the spell is cast.
Yeah, I like this one better.
I mean, lesser of two evils.
That's number 37.
This one's great.
Number 37.
Within 20 feet.
Tarnish.
20 feet's a big range.
Metal.
Now, is it 20 feet of him?
Of the caster.
Of the caster.
Not
see,
the spell.
I told you not the spell.
Well, both of them are not good.
So there you go.
I just won't cast it then.
Is there anything left? Everyone's good?
I think we're all good.
You got your 4 spells for the day? What'd you pick?
All my stuff's fucked. I told you.
I got darkness. So I'm able to cast darkness, which helps because my god is pretty much a frog. That's an amphibian that is mainly nocturnal. So I've trained a lot with that. Second sight, which helps me look into the future. Holy Sanctuary, which invokes a place of sanctuary where me and my allies are safe from harm. And Tadpole Transformation, where a relaxing buzz of mosquitoes and biting flies. The spell enables the caster to enjoy sensations by changing his body to accommodate them. So I can change my body into different things, and there's a bunch of different...
Did you write down all your skills, Calvin?
Yes.
Can I dual wield as a wizard, or no? Like, can I have a staff in one hand and my short sword in the other?
You can, depending on your agility.
If my agility is a 9.
Probably not, then.
My oven short sword is probably better than my staff, right?
Yeah, for damage-wise, it is.
Can I still cast holding my sword?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll probably make that my main. I don't remember what the elven short sword was.
It was just fancy and expensive. it does a d6.
Staff does a d6 too, or?
Staff does a d4.
Okay, yeah, that's a good one. So my modifier? Or
so what? Just, I think you're just plus 0 as a wizard.
Man, I suck!
You got like 20 extra hit points from your familiar.
Well, yeah, I can
fucking stop complaining.
I can even live for a little bit, but I'm not gonna be able to kill nothing. I'm gonna be tarnishing our metals and.
Yep. Better not!
Can I get rid of those at any time?
No.
You just don't cast them.
I'm not sure what the demonic one would have done. The demon's just talking through me.
Well,
I know what it wouldn't have done.
You
would have tarnished our metal.
You couldn't speak for d4 rounds, and you have to speak to cast spells.
Yeah, that sucked. What other options would there have been from the. What was it, D6 or something like that?
For the
was it like metal, flesh?
Oh, there was metal, there was flesh.
Wood or something?
Wood was one. 1 was metal, 2 was wood, 3 was stone, 4 was fabrics and leather, 5 was food and drink spoils, 6 was flesh ages, and all creatures within the effect age 1 year.
Huh.
Fuck.
And this is all cast from around me?
Yeah, 20 feet foot.
With you
of the caster?
The yep. So you better not hold any metal.
Well, I don't have... I have the short sword.
It's elvish. It'll be okay.
Will it?
Yep.
Other than that, I don't have any other metal.
Eric's black iron will be okay too, right?
It's not magical.
But it does have special properties.
Just because of its well-madeness.
Okay.
Alright, are we ready?
I'm good.
We're good to go?
I think we got everything, right?
We're all stretched out.
Yeah.
Ready to roll?
Who has metal stuff?
We all have metal stuff.
I don't.
You don't use Espo.
No, I'm gonna have to.
Huh?
I'm gonna have to.
Why?
Because sometimes you just have to choke and cloud stuff.